there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Kaboom!
If you thought 4 hours a day, 1,200 minutes a week was enough, think again. He's the last remnants of the old republic. A sole bastion of fairness. He treats crackheads in the ghetto gutter the same as the rich pill poppers in the penthouse.
Wow.
The clearinghouse of hot takes break free for something special. The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller starts right now.
In the air, everywhere. And welcome into another weekend of the Fifth Hour with me, Ben. And over there is Danny. And we're hanging out here on, normally on Fridays, we kind of futz around with the holidays and all that. But this is kind of a big holiday today, being the 29th day of March and this being Easter weekend. So I think we know the big holiday today, right? It's Good Friday, Danny. Maybe people... celebrating Good Friday. The odd thing to me, though, is that there's other holidays on this date that are just that it's just the way it is. There's Mermaid Day today. I don't know how you celebrate Mermaid. I've been to the Mermaid in Minnesota. There was the bar we went to and had the Maller meet and greet was at the Mermaid.
Makes me think of the old Tom Hanks movie, Mermaid.
Yeah, I remember that. It's National Smoke and Mirrors Day, which is
like our podcast.
About, smoke and mirrors, deceptive, magic illusions. Tony Bruno used to use that line all the time when he worked at Fox Sports Radio.
Who?
Smoke and mirrors. Talk about smoke and mirrors quite a bit. It's National, Niagara Falls Runs Dry Day today. So, that's
how the hell did they come up with that?
I can read more if you want. It's, now I've been to Niagara, have you, you've been to Niagara Falls, haven't you?
No.
You've not.
Never.
I've been there. Right on the border with Canada, on Ontario, it commemorates the time Niagara Falls ran dry because of ice blocking the falls in 1848. Okay. The thing that blows me away about Niagara Falls is it's very impressive and it's cool. And you go on the boat and they give you a rain slicker and you go out there and you get a little wet and it's cool. But the thing about Niagara Falls is they can turn it on and off, which is wild to me. They have the technology there. This thing was formed 12,000 years ago at the end of the Ice Age, and they have the ability to, like, flip a switch, and then that's it. We're good. We're done. That's all she wrote.
Do you know how they are capable of doing that?
I don't. They mentioned it when I was there, but I don't know. I don't remember exactly what they do, but they have a way of... directing, actually, they must direct the water away, or they...
Or a hotline to God. Hey.
They make a phone call.
Can you put your karate chop hand down right now?
Yeah, they call the authorities, the proper authorities, and, phone calls are made, and then that's that. So I did want to get into a few things here. Baseball season beginning yesterday, the Doyers, the big blue wrecking crew, looking pretty good.
Yeah.
In game one against the Cardinals. But the thing that's upsetting is they're going to win 100 games again, but it doesn't really factor into what they're going to do in the playoffs.
I know. And, it's still fun to watch, though.
Well, I mean, it's enjoyable. They're killing people, and they'll do a lot of that. The other thing about the Dodgers is that they're going to beat most of the teams in blowouts. They're not going to be in that many close games. If they're in a lot of close games, they've had a bad year. You know what I'm saying? They're going to win by 3 or 4 runs in most of the games, but that's not how it goes in the playoffs. So then that's another issue, right? So it's like, I'm looking for things to complain about, Danny. I'm looking for things to grumble about. And the Dodgers look like they're just going to be an absolute big blue wrecking crew and dominate all year.
No, you do bring up a good point. Yesterday afternoon, Covino and Rich were talking about as long as you stay above water, your head above water, you are a little bit above 500 going into All-Star weekend. Really, the stretch run is what matters the most in Major League Baseball, because we've seen it time and time again. The teams that go on a run late in the season and have, your favorite word, the momentum going into the playoffs.
No, there's no such thing as momentum. Yeah. But there is confidence. In the last 2 years in baseball, a number 6 seed got to the World Series. The Philadelphia Phillies, and this past year it was the Arizona Diamondbacks. So the last couple years, you've seen teams that were at the bottom, last team in. But you really have to stink to not make the playoffs. You do the math on this. There's 14 teams in each league, right? There's 6 of the 14 get in, 3 division winners and 3 wild cards. So you have to be, you have to be pretty bad not to make it. But we'll see how it plays out. And there's always the wild card of Shohei Ohtani and what's going to happen. Do the feds find something? Is there something to find about Ohtani? It's a bad sign. We mentioned this on the overnight show last night, Danny. It's a bad sign that he hired one of Harvey Weinstein's fixers immediately. That is not a good sign. Ohtani got contacted. His agent got contacted by the LA Times saying, hey, we got something on your guy that he's involved in some gambling. Then they get a phone call from this Manhattan fixer that is the top New York Hollywood fixer. And he's the guy. Remember when Johnny Depp a couple years ago got in? He was dragged through the mud because of that Amber Heard trial. That's the guy. The guy that Ohtani hired is the guy that cleaned up Johnny Depp. Alec Baldwin has been involved in some stuff. I mean, this guy is a legend in entertainment and New York, L.A. That's the guy Ohtani hired. Like, again, it's one of these things. Like, what are you doing? Is there something there? Why are you acting like there's something there? And maybe there's nothing there.
At least Johnny Depp came out clean on the other side of that whole thing, remember?
Yeah, people saw the trial and Amber Heard. They realized she's kind of messed up. She got some. It would appear she has some issues, most people seem to think, at least as I recall.
Let's hope Ipe is Amber Heard.
There you go. It could be his Ohtani's Amber Heard. So I had an interesting week this week. Yesterday, I decided to multitask. I thought I would get some exercise in. I had been requested in New Zealand on a sports radio show. They wanted to talk about the Sweet 16. They wanted to talk about the basketball playoffs in the NBA that were coming up, and opening day. They're like, wow, this is a big time in American sports. We want you to come on in Auckland, New Zealand. So I said, all right, sure, whatever. But I wanted to get some steps in, so I was like, all right, I'll go out and do a little walk, and then I don't know exactly when they're going to want me, so I'll just walk around. And then we had a rough time. The producer's like, I think we'll have you on, this time. What? So I was like, fine, whatever, I'll just walk, and then when they call me, I'll pull off to the side, and I'll do it. And it's a beautiful day in Southern California, just perfect. Spring day, not too cold, not too hot, just wonderful. So I'm walking, la 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 la, phone rings. We use on the international thing, they use the WhatsApp. Is that what it's called? It is, the WhatsApp. I never use it unless they call me. So they're like, well, we had a clearer connection on the WhatsApp. So I said, whatever, fine, we'll do it. So Guy calls up and says, we're just going to have you for a few minutes. No problem. I said, sure, no problem. I don't ask me anything. I don't care. So I pulled off to the side. Now, I'm walking like on a trail, and I pull off to the side. So then they're asking me, and the usual standard stuff, and I'm like, okay, yeah, whatever. You know, I'm busting. I'm throwing out, you know, silly words and, you know, having fun and goofing around. And there was one moment where I got very lucky because they knew I know nothing about the local beloved sport in New Zealand, which is like rugby. So I didn't really know much about that. But they were like doing some bit where they were opening something up because it was, even though I did this yesterday, it was Friday. So I've already been on in New Zealand radio on Friday because we did this yesterday, but the time difference. So anyway, this guy's like, hey, I'm opening this like this Easter egg, and in the middle of the egg is a team name from one of the New Zealand teams. And he says, I know you're an American, you don't know anything about this. Can you name one of the teams in this league? So what I did is I channeled Nostradamus. As you know, I'm a distant relative of Nostradamus and friend of Nostradinus. So I channeled this, and
you mean Nicodemus, right?
No. That's your friend. So then in my head, I'm like, I'm trying to use the process of elimination. I'm like, what is the most popular team names around the world? So I'm thinking, well, in America, it's a lot of Bulldogs. There's a lot of that. Wildcats. But I don't think that's as popular around the world, Bulldogs and Wildcats. And then for some reason, I pulled this out of my tuchus. I said Warriors. And they were shocked. They were like blown away by that because wow. That's apparently the national team is called the Warriors there. And they were like unbelievable. But I don't know if I had that subliminally in my head because during the pandemic, when I was so desperate to find anything to watch, I fell down a rabbit hole where I was watching like Aussie rules football, New Zealand rugby stuff during the pandemic. But that's been, it's 4 years
ago. Yeah.
So it's been.
It was in between your marble competitions.
I did do marble racing monologues, which I'm very proud of. And I should have won a Marconi Award for that. It's embarrassing that I did not. But so I'm doing this, and then they were very happy I answered that. And so we're going back and forth. They even asked me about hockey. And I'm like, oh, man, that's a tough one. But I tried to answer it. I was able to use Bull Pucky to get through that. So then we're going back and forth. And then all of a sudden, lights and sirens. Remember, I'm outside. I'm doing this outside. And there was a fire truck that decided it had to go to a fire. Cherry tops, lights, sirens, and boom. So they're like, they didn't realize I was outside. They're like, what is going on? It was like a big big to-do. Like, well, you know, I don't know exactly what's going on, but maybe they're coming to get me. And then they were like, well, we know you Americans don't like us down here, in our Kiwis. And I was like, I don't know. Does America not like New Zealand? I have nothing against New Zealand.
Yeah, I've never heard anything bad about New Zealand.
I think they were talking about the politics, which are messed up. But my opinion, politics are messed up pretty much everywhere. So, but yeah, it was kind of odd. I was like, yeah, you know, like some of the stuff about us. I was like, oh, I'm fine. I'm good. I got nothing. I got nothing bad to say about that. You know, nothing bad.
Blank my blank and blank you.
That was my chat with our friends.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
I also did something I haven't done very often. I haven't done this in years. I got a request to be the focal point of a, I guess we'll call it Give Me Liberty or Give Me a Podcast. So I spoke at Liberty University remotely. I didn't actually go to Virginia, but I spoke over. I did like a video conference thing.
I thought you were going to say you smoked with the kids.
I did, but it's. I don't think you're allowed to smoke at that school, or you'll be struck by lightning because it's a highfalutin religious place. But anyway, so this kid Will emailed me. He's like, "Hey, I'm a senior. I'm going to graduate in May, and I want to do what you do, and I want to be in radio, television, whatever. So I'd love to have a conversation and record it for my senior project." So I was like, "All right, this is exciting." So. Now, Give Me Liberty, Give Me the Podcast. So I went on with him, and he asked me a bunch of questions. But then I got into a bit of a tussle with him, Danny, because he's a fan of a team I don't like in basketball, and that annoyed me. But then he absolutely gave me the atomic elbow, because he was asking me about my career. And I was like, well, I worked, you know, I was talking about some of the places I worked, and then I was like, well, I started at Fox Sports Radio in like 2000, the end of 2000, early 2001. And then I worked, blah, blah, blah. I'm going through the whole thing. He's like, you've been there longer than I've been alive.
Off the top rope.
Oh, just get me a body bag. I mean, it was just vicious. I mean, oh. And he's talking about like there was a little kid watching, Kobe Bryant for the Lakers. I'm like, oh man, I was at those games. I was like, oh crap, you know. I was like, that's pretty crazy. But it was fun. I had a good time doing it. And
I feel like you and I, Ben, we lived in an era that kids love to look at and wish they had seen it with their own eyes. You know what I mean? Like, music was better, movies were better. Some of our athletes were stars that kids right now can't even comprehend.
Yeah, everything changed with social media. There's a lot more famous people now, but they're not nearly as famous as the people when we were.
Yeah, they're stupid famous, like influencers.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there's people that claim to have, and maybe they do, hundreds of thousands, millions of followers, and you have no idea who they are. They could walk right in front of you, back and forth on a catwalk, and you're like, who? Well, they're on TikTok. Well, yeah, I know, but who? What? Why are they famous? Well, they eat sandwiches. They eat sandwiches, and they wear jewelry. I'm like, well, okay. And that whole world, man. I go back to my longstanding position. It'll be my dying position that it is all the Matrix. It is all the Matrix. It's all the algorithms and the handpicked influencers and all that. It's. You know, take the blue pill, the story ends. A lot of people love to take the other pill. They like to stay. And you take the red pill and just stay in Wonderland. But it, you know, the kid from Liberty was, he seemed like he has a good mindset. He was asking for advice, and I was like, well, it's a lot different now than when I got into the business. Because when I got into the business, the one path, you had to be an intern, and you had to network, and you had to work your way up at the bottom. And I don't know that you necessarily have to do that now, but I was like, that's, to me, that makes sense. But you can also get your own following and do a YouTube thing or something like that, or a podcast, and kind of create your own brand and see how that works. Now, speaking of your own brand, I don't know that I mentioned this on the podcast. And if I did, Danny, just kick me in the nuts and I will stop. But I saw this recently and I'd forgotten about it. I don't think we brought it up on the podcast. The top 40. Did we talk about the top 40 in radio and how that began?
No.
I don't think we did, right?
No, not with me.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure I didn't do that with the vegan.
Yeah.
So
Alexis.
I don't think I did. So I saw this recently and it caught my attention. And I was like, I wanted to highlight it because I think it's one of those interesting, cool stories that we'll like because we're both radio nerds. But then the people that listen to this are, you know, they're into it, right? You listen to a podcast, a spinoff of the overnight show. So you got to be a little bit into it, I would think. So the history of Top 40 Radio, how did it begin? And this is still a popular format. Not that music radio is doing particularly great, but even the streaming services, they do a version of the Top 40. I don't know if they call it that. I don't know if they're allowed to call it that. So Top 40 Radio started in Omaha, Nebraska, of all places. Didn't start in New York, didn't start in L.A., didn't start at some music revolution in some, you know, small grunge place in Seattle or Portland, Oregon. It started in Omaha, Nebraska. That's where it began. And the story is, and I was like, this is kind of ridiculous when somebody told me it. And then I went and I looked, did a little research, fell down a rabbit hole. I was like, whoa, that's actually true. Get to the point, please. So this guy that ran the radio station, this guy Todd, we'll call him, he ran the radio station in Omaha, and it was the lowest rated radio station in Omaha. They had no one listening, right? No one was listening. So he and his program director, they were out at a local sawdust joint, you know, a spit and sawdust joint. And they noticed at this local bar in Omaha that the jukebox, they only played a couple of songs. They kept playing the same songs. And they had this epiphany. The guy that was the programmer was like, wait a minute here. And so he went over and they looked up what was being played on they looked at the play sheet on the jukebox, and it was like they took the top 30 songs. They later added 10 more to make it to the top 40. And then they just started playing those, and those were the only songs they played. And all of a sudden, they just played the same songs. They were popular songs, and that station went from dead last in the market in the ratings in Omaha, and they became the number one station in a very short amount of time because of that. And that was this is in the late 50s, I believe. I think it was 1950s. Sure. By the early 1960s, it was in every market. Single radio market at Top 40 Radio. And you do not like this format, do you?
I hate that format.
I know.
With
a
passion, actually, because my argument with general managers was always, well, obviously, fast forward to the digital age, argument was always kids and adults listening have way more songs in their iPod than what you're trying to let me play off my playlist. Come on. We have to be the experts in music and have a big music library. So it's that radio station's fault, I guess, that, you see, and I understand when it's a small sample size, when people only listen for a couple of minutes, and that would be programmers across the country. That was their argument for years. Well, the average person listens for 5 minutes and 30 seconds, we're going to play the same song 3 times in 1 hour. What about the radio heads like us and our listeners who like to listen for long stretches?
No, I hear you. It is an odd quirk about human beings, though. The same thing happened back when everyone had cable television, that people would have 200 channels, and the average number of channels that people actually watched is about 12. Even though they have all these options, it's a very small number of things that you actually are
using. Yeah, but for those couple of channels I watch, I want a lot of variety on each of those channels in that genre that I like. I don't want ridiculousness on MTV playing back to back to back to back to back episodes. You know, that's their trick now. They do like a ridiculousness marathon, and that's all they play all weekend is just that show over and over.
But we have seen, to play devil's advocate, Danny, we have seen when streaming services will release a series, they'll do a drop, and people will just sit there and binge watch that show. I know it's different episodes, but they'll binge watch like all of Saturday. They'll watch every freaking episode of some show.
Yeah.
Like, I gotta get
but
all
the
of
episodes
it.
Change. If it was the same episode over and over again, And yeah. And you know, I built my FM career off of breaking new songs and new artists and having a big fat library. When competition in my marketplace in Southern California had 55 songs they rotated, I had 5,000 songs in my library. And so my station was known for digging deep. And so the music heads and all the people who really loved music gravitated to my station, and we saw huge ratings because of it. So it works both ways.
Yeah, I know it does. I was trying to think, like, the music that I, and I'm not a music guy, but you're the music guy. I'm not. But when I do listen to music when I'm, you know, getting ready for the show, but I have, like, you know, crappy classical music, which nobody else listens to other than me. And then, you know, it's kind of background music. Yeah. But then I'm out walking.
You're a Johnny Cash fan, so you're good.
I do love Johnny Cash. I love the Man in Black. And
yeah, I told Lorena that, by the way. I was like, play Metallica for Eddie once in a while and play Johnny Cash every week for Big Ben.
Yeah, yeah, for sure, sure. And so, but I'll concede, Danny, I get burned out. I get burned out. Like, there's some songs back in the old days that were great songs, but I've heard them so many times. I just fast forward through them because it's like I've heard that enough. I can check out of this life and I'm good. I've heard that song. I know how it goes. And
yeah, you know, I would hold weekly music meetings with not just my staff. I would invite some listeners every week. And in our conference room, we would play the music on some nice speakers. I would cater the lunch with food, free food for everybody that came. And I'd let them vote on the songs that were getting burned out and the new songs. And it's interesting because there's certain songs where you hear it more than 10 times, you start liking it even more. And then there's songs where you hear it more than 10 times, and each time you hear it, you like it less.
Isn't that the old, was that the Limbaugh trick or the Howard Stern trick? Where somebody would call up and like, I don't like your show. And they'd be like, well, give me 2 weeks and then make your decision.
Yeah.
Right? Because if you do something for 2 weeks, you formed a habit. Right? And then you're more likely, not all the time, but you're more, it actually takes about 60 days to form a real habit. But 2 weeks, you just kind of do it and it's part of your routine and you listen and all that. And you're like, yeah, I'm good. I'll tune in. This is part of my deal.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant... Just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Time now for the phrase of the week.
Phrase of the week.
And I am happy to report, Danny, that we have a request for the phrase of the week. And I'm usually...
Dude, you're like Casey Kasem right now.
We play the hits. Yes, that's right. The great Casey Kasem. Boy, we had one of the producers, one of the young producers was in.
Up-tempo record.
Yeah.
Dog dying.
And I was trying to explain, like, I was like, oh, yeah, me and Eddie were telling the famous Casey Kasem story where I almost killed Casey, but he is dead now. And And this guy had no idea who Casey Kasem was. Like, this is, you know.
You gotta be kidding me.
Yeah, I mean, Casey's been dead for a while. I get it. But that guy was such a huge deal in music radio. And
if your parents did not teach you about Casey Kasem, they need to be disowned.
Keep your feet on the ground. Keep reaching for the stars. But anyway, so this request from Mike, a loyal podcast minion. He's a Cub fan from Fort Wayne, Indiana. Fort Wayne used to have an NBA team back in the day, Fort Wayne. And he said with the start of the baseball season, he thought it would be appropriate if we could look up the origin of a can of corn. Can of corn. You know what that is, Danny, in baseball, right? Can of corn?
Yeah.
Basic play, routine play. The phrase, a can of corn. It originated, you know, where it started at a grocery store. How about that? The legend is the term can of corn, not a baseball term. It started as a term from the grocery business. And back in the old days, these giant grocery stores, they'd have cans at the very top. And to pull down the cans, the canned goods from the very high shelves, they used a hook. They had a system where they used hooks because they couldn't reach. And so they had a hook. And then they'd pull the can, and the can would fall, and they'd put their apron out to catch the can. And well, so
sounds like they could have had a better system for all
I know, right? I mean, it was kind of hokey, but if you can imagine like some classic right out of like Hollywood shopkeeper at a grocery store with an apron on, and somebody says, "Hey, can I get that can of corn? It's at the very top. I can't reach it." "No problem, sir. Let me get my trusty hook. And I'll go over there and I'll pull the can down," and then they use their apron to catch it like a fly ball in baseball. And that is how the term, it spread to baseball. But it is interesting to note to Mike in Fort Wayne, from the research that I did, the phrase can of corn didn't originate until the 1930s. It was first recorded in the 1930s. Baseball started in the 1860s. So I think late 1860s. So that means that the phrase can of corn was not used in baseball because it wasn't part of baseball. It wasn't something that was regularly used for the first 60 or 65 years of baseball's existence. Right? And then after that, it was used. So anyway, the phrase of the week, can of corn, the phrase of the week. Thanks to Mike in Fort Wayne. If you have a phrase you're curious about, you want to hear us.
Yeah, that's pretty cool because I remember Vince. I remember Vin Scully using that.
Vincent Scully,
yes,
the great Vin Scully. Throw your sombrero in the air.
Dang it, I miss Vin Scully, man.
It's not the same. It's not. I'm not here to rip anybody, as you know, Danny, but, which means I'm about to rip someone.
I know where you're headed.
I don't necessarily
And I agree
the,
with you.
I don't necessarily have the sound up when I'm watching a Dodger game on TV. Let's just put it that way. How about that? All right? Is that fair to say?
There's good moments and some moments with radio and TV with the Dodgers right now.
It's just not really.
You know, but it's a hard act to follow. It's like, you know, when you finally pass over, who's going to replace you on the legendary overnights? It's never going to live up to the Maller Militia.
I know.
Ever.
I already know. A can of soup is going to replace me. I've already had it happen.
Not so, a can of corn. Can of soup.
The soup will be replaced yes. me. And that is what's going to happen. So I've already seen that movie, Daniel.
Highlights from all of the best moments from the daytime shows.
Yes.
And it'll take Vito 4 hours to put it all together.
And he will not be paid any more money, no. But he will, yes.
And he will revolt within 1 month, and then Ben Maller's ashes will be put back on the counter in the main studio.
Exactly. So they... Now, that was a ripoff. What was the show? I don't think that show's on anymore. They tried to
copy. It was E! Television Soup.
Yeah, okay. So they tried to copy that.
Yeah.
But that's not on, right? They got rid
no,
of it.
No, I don't think it's there any longer. Of course, right. In its heyday, it was Greg Kinnear.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Who became a famous actor.
That's right.
Still that a famous one. Actor. He's not dead.
No, just not really doing much, right? Yeah. I wonder if those guys make enough money they don't have to do anything.
Yeah, he's a multi-millionaire now.
Yeah, just like us radio guys. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
They play his old shows. And they
He started on E, and you and I started on FM radio stations. Same
there
thing.
There you go. Yeah, it's all the same. It's media, entertainment. All right, we'll get out on that. It's Friday, so I'm already done with the overnight and all that. You've got work today, yes, Danny?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Extra work today, Ben, because we are traveling again.
On the road again.
Yeah, we are.
On the road again.
We are busy. Amazon. They took over for ESPN for the PBC, the Pro Boxing Championships, and that is in Vegas tomorrow on Saturday. And so Amazon Prime is having us out there to broadcast live from their radio row of boxing at the MGM.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, I'm going to produce this fine podcast and then get on a plane and get our butts to Vegas to broadcast the afternoon show live from 2 to 4 on the west side, and that's 5 to 7 p.m. in Richmond, Virginia.
Yeah, there you go. Beautiful Richmond, Virginia, which is not that far away from Liberty University.
Right? Yeah, where you smoke with the kids.
It's all tied together. It's all tied together. All right, have a great day. We'll catch you tomorrow.
Hasta pasta.
Got a murder. Got to go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.